parents, spiritual fathers. And but I had this book, and I opened to this one chapter, and in that chapter it had a story he told about a guy who was flying in an airplane over top of Mount Everest, right? He was just flying, but then the pilot said, "Everybody look out your window, and that is the top of Mount Everest," you know, and he was saying, you know, all the people, he was saying, "I just, in a moment, I realized it, the beauty and the majesty of it, but I realized how comfortable I felt. I was riding in an airplane. I was breathing air, was not sucking for air, like, and that so many people had tried to conquer that mountain and had died in the process and had struggled to get there. And here I was soaring above," and how that is what it's like when we're with the Lord. And that's what we're called to, is to soar above and to really from those heavenly places. And I was telling Matthew, you know, when we moved here, and one of the pastors he met with actually said to him, "Well, welcome to the church plant graveyard."
Yeah.
And he came back to me like, "Well, this is what he said." "Welcome to the church plant graveyard." But we knew that was not a word for us, you know. And when I read this story, it was like, oh, okay. It's maybe that it is true that sometimes there are times where it's like it's a struggle, and but the Lord has called us to soar above with Him. And it's like riding an airplane over top and seeing things and really experiencing breakthroughs in our lives. And it does not have to be that it's a absolute gasping for air trying to get up. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But that the Lord, and that's what I feel like for even this, getting in this building, doing those things, is that the Lord saying, it's time to soar. Mm-hmm. It's time to soar with me, and I'm going to bring the breakthroughs. And it's not going to be about this is how I fight my battles. It may look like you're surrounded. It may sound like everybody tells you, "Well, welcome to the whatever graveyard." But that's not your destiny. That's not what the Lord's saying for us. I believe this coming year we're going to see more of that. It's time to soar.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like especially early on this year, we had to fight some battles, even in this building, just establishing, the Lord establishing something. You know, but the Lord was faithful. I mean, somewhere along the way, we hit like this breakthrough, and the worship has just been absolutely soaring, like heavenly. I'll be like, "Heaven, how was it for you today?" He's like, "Oh man, I don't even know, was I here?" That's just an example.
But see, what the Lord said to us was, don't strive.
Yeah.
Because we were coming in here and we were striving, to be honest. We were striving. We were trying to figure out what it was supposed to look like.
Right.
And we were striving. But that was one of the huge things the Lord spoke to us in the springtime that I really had to come to, was you got to stop striving. Yeah. It's about my grace.
Yeah.
And that's the thing of the difference between climbing that mountain and striving and soaring. You know, and that's a breakthrough. I think that the Lord wants to more Lord.
Yeah. Thrive, don't strive.
Mm-hmm. Nestle, don't wrestle.
Nestle, don't wrestle.
Snuggle,
don't
struggle.
There you go. That's an old Arthur Burtism or somebody.
Other people.
I don't know. Somebody. So, is this okay? We're just kind of have like family rehash talk time. This is kind of in my heart because I felt like, well, it's New Year's Eve. I mean, what better time than just look at what God's done. Just kind of have some family time. So Evan and Donna, will you come up here first? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what you wrote. Okay, I think you wrote this, right?
We did both.
You did it together. Okay, you both wrote it together. I'm going to read what you wrote, and then you just tag on whatever else you feel, you know. So Matthew, woo! So Evan started his current job this past February. The company has done nothing but grow since he started working there. New records are being met regularly. We moved into a home in early December after 3.5 years in apartments. Whew, glory. Yes. Since we moved into our new house at Lions Farms Farm, we have struggled with getting the main doors of entry open with the current keys. Now pay attention. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Struggling with working keys. We couldn't use the front door regularly. Only the garage door and keys were getting stuck in it also. We decided recently to call a locksmith, and he came today. This was yesterday or Friday? Friday.
It was Friday.
Friday. His name was David. He was from Israel. And he fixed the door locks and gave us 4 new gold-styled keys that worked perfectly. Oh, I forgot to add, David used to be a trucker in New Jersey, where we came from originally. He moved here to be with family.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to add anything?
Amazing. I don't have anything to add on that. I didn't.
That's
think
fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, we spent after that.
Yeah.
Well, that night, Friday night, we were all at the table together, the 4 of us, the girls and us. And we just, it was, we were just ushered in to a time of prayer. And we just started praying. We couldn't stop praying for like 45 minutes. We were praying in tongues. People were, each one of us just had something on our hearts to pray for. And it was really just a really super special time just coming off of that event Friday.
Yeah.
And then Carol took off the following morning for where she's at in New Bern. And that's a prophetic thing going on out there. The Lord is just swirling all around. And I shared with Matthew last night, you know, we're just a small sample. You just shared stuff, you know, of your past year or so. You know, it's happening with each one of us. Yeah. It's swirling around.
Yeah.
The Lord is doing something really powerful individually with us, but also corporately, like you see. So it's really special to be part of. Yeah. And when you just talked about, when you stood up at first and you said, "I just love being here," I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking to myself, I love this atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you come into here and you're dragging some stuff, you know. You might be thinking from a worldly perspective, just the things that are going on, your job and stuff. But then you walk in here and you go, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and you hug each other. And something just shifts when you walk through this door. And it's really special. It's so cool. So.
And then I get into worship. I just want to lie down. Like, okay, y'all keep playing for like another hour. I'm just going to lie here for a while.
So. I just wanted to add that God's goodness is so much more than we can even think or imagine. And when we're in that struggle, you know, we know, we're hoping, and we just know that he's good and his plans are good. But it's when it comes to fruition and you see it, it's just more than you can handle. Like every day you're just like, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God." Every day.
So hold on, don't leave yet. So she said, they wrote that since we moved into our new house at Lions Farms, we've snuggle.
Right.
Okay, we've struggled with getting the main doors of entry open with the current keys. Struggling with working keys. And I just feel like that's a word for 2018.
In our own strength.
It's like God is unlocking something through rest.
Yeah.
It's like work more, work less, do more. You know, it's the upside down, wrong side out gospel. It all works the opposite in the kingdom. You actually accomplish more by you doing less because he does more. You get it. You get the point.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I think it has to do with those gold keys. I think about the key of David, mm-hmm. you know, in worship that the New Testament exactly. alludes to. It's like those keys this year, just grab hold of this one for 2018. Grab hold of these keys, Lord. This is like prophetic Sunday. You know, we're just... Hey, I remember when Byron got out the broom one Sunday. You guys remember? How many people remember the broom? Like the Holy Spirit said, we're sweeping minds. Byron's like, who wants to lay down and have their mind swept? Man, this is the craziest thing. I hope this isn't on video. It wasn't. But anyway, but God did something through it. And I'm not just saying be crazy. But I just feel like it is something significant here that he's giving you keys. In 2017, it felt like I can't even get into the main entry of this room with this key. But this year, the Lion of Judah from Israel has come. Which, by the way, not to mention that Carol Ann was given an opportunity just on the spur of the moment with Maya Florence to go to Israel.
Yeah.
She leaves on the 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
To go to Israel.
2 weeks has raised all the funds that she needs.
In 2 weeks has raised all the funds she needs. She's going there to be raised up as a prophetic intercessor for a younger generation. She's taking her guitar. We're going to pray for her, have a great time. She'll be in here on a Sunday before she leaves, I'm sure, right? Or is she traveling? Anyway, hopefully. So I don't know. When I read that thing about Israel, I just thought, there's another confirmation. This is just wild. So let's just pray into those keys for a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Pray and release those keys.
Pray and release those keys.
Come on, y'all.
That's right.
Oh. Yes, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for the new keys that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for those doors to be open that we can walk through with your authority and your power. We thank you that there is nothing that's going to hinder us any longer. That your will be done, and your kingdom will come here in Chapel Hill. We thank you for everything that you have planned, Lord. We cannot even imagine the goodness.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I just pray as you hand those keys out, Lord, they're different shapes and different sizes because they're opening different doors, and behind the doors are different things for each one of us, Lord. Those things that you've prepared for us in advance for us to receive. So I just thank you for that, God, that our keys are special to us, but just as much as that, those keys that you're going to give to these others in this room, Lord, are going to be just as special, if not more, to them.
Yeah.
So we thank you for what's coming, what's ahead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your God. Yes. Oof. Skeleton keys that will open old doors that have been closed for a long, long time will come open.
Ooh.
Things that have been prayed for years and years and years. Woo.
Come on.
Salvations.
Yes.
Oh. Come on. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. Can't wait for those new things, Lord.
Does anybody know what their key is?
I've got a word about that.
Okay.
So they're golden keys, which...
Hold on. Just run up here real quick so we can get you on camera.
So you're going to...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so they're golden keys, and the word of the Lord is more pure than the purest of gold, right? So it's the word of the Lord. And I was listening to the Bible app last night as I slept. And so I woke up. It was on Ezekiel 37, which, of course, is the Valley of Dry Bones. But then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. So not only the Bible, but like also words from the Lord for us to speak out. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life.
Yeah.
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
Yeah.
So, five stones, five is grace, right? The number of grace. Not striving. So then as I watched. Muscles and flesh formed over the bones, then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. So 2017, God has been putting muscles in flesh. Muscles are strength. Flesh is protection. Formed over the bones, but they still had no breath in them. So then, go down. He gives them more words from the Lord, that golden key. Prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Oh, my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And exile is rejection and places of disappointment and places where we don't have hope anymore. So there's that restoration of hope. And then when we lose hope, we start putting our hope in the things that aren't the Lord and that aren't his words. But he's saying, I will heal you and restore that hope. Yeah. And that verse 23 says, they will never again pollute themselves with their idols and vile images and rebellion. For I will save them from their sinful and I will cleanse them. And then they will truly be my people and I will be their God. And I will make a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting covenant. I will give them their land and increase their numbers.
Good.
And I will put my temple among them forever. I will make my home among them. I will be their God and they will be my people.
Yeah.
And when my temple is among them forever, the nations will know that I am the Lord who makes Israel holy.
Wow.
And we're his chosen people. We're Israel, and he makes us holy. And so, like, other people will be set free from the freedom that and the hope that he's given us.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That was good. Those keys. Yeah, y'all can feel free to sit if you want. Here's just a practical example. This is just me as a person. It has to do with healing. I feel like I've had this key for healing, but it hasn't really worked. I mean, it has to an extent, okay? It's like you could kind of get in the door. The key sort of worked. But when all that was happening, I wasn't even thinking about this. It just, the Lord said, a new key, the golden key. You've got the key. Begin to use this key in that door to open up that realm of healing, you know? So anyway, I just wanted to give that as just a personal testament, like it's like an example. Of maybe something, there's probably 100 different things, applications. Okay, before we leave this segment, on houses, so a home for my presence, you know, just this year, Steve and Martha paid off their house.
Yeah.
And their cars, and got an inheritance. Okay, that was all part of the word for the Lord of the world, excuse me, word of the Lord for the year. So again, you got to put us all together corporately. You know, when one of us rejoices, we all rejoice.
That's right. That's
right. You know, when one mourns, we all mourn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go so far as to say when they paid off their house, you paid off yours. But we rejoice with that because this is what the Lord has done for us.
Right.
And not only that, but the Loebs got their house. The Forsters are moving into a new house. We were just there a couple days ago. Incredible. The Nicholsons got a house, if I'm not mistaken. Who else in this room am I missing? Anybody? Oh, yeah, you guys. Yeah, you guys got a house. Yeah, M1. And yeah, I'm probably forgetting somebody. I don't know. I didn't intend to do that. I'm just saying. Now, I believe that the Lord prophetically said for the Murillos, who aren't here right now, that the Murillos will have a house in 2018. You know? Amen. So, Lord, we just continue to agree with heaven. Lord, even as they're traveling today, we pray, God, for new job, new house, Lord. Do it again, Lord.
Yeah.
Do it again for what you've done for all of us, God. Do it again for them. and anybody else who's in that situation. Amen.
Yeah.
And with our house, a miracle happened in a sense to where we could refinance the loan on our house, which opened up a door for some things for us too. So anyway, if you can just hear this prophetically, like the Lord is just speaking, a home for my presence.
Yeah.
I'm establishing a home. A home. So physical houses, and then what Evan said, which I know a lot of us feel when you come in, what you described is, hey, you feel at home. Amen. And the second one, and I wanted Holly and Mark to come up here. Did y'all see how Mark got the Chuck anointing when he was here? Appreciated that. That was awesome. If you guys can come up here. It's an inside joke. Most of you probably know what I mean. But so you spoke of authority.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the second scripture that I got, was Exodus 28. This is the second mention of a memorial stone. But again, it was surprising to me because memorial stones were put on the priestly garment as a representation of the 12 tribes. Here it is in Exodus 28. I'll just read like three verses. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone in order of their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engraving of a signet. You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall set them in settings of gold, and you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. And I just felt like our testimony are reminders that we are a kingdom of priests in Christ. Remember 2 Peter 2:9, right? But you are a chosen generation. And think about that. I want to go, yeah, but we're all chosen generation. Yeah, that's true if you respond, if you want to be. You know, everybody's God's favorite.
Yeah.
If you want to be God's favorite. You're all a chosen generation if you want to be a chosen generation. Yeah, I think we're all saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. That's you, why? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, so here's what Holly wrote, right?
We
kind of. Oh, okay. Sorry.
95% her.
5% Mark.
We may find the one more decade.
It starts off with where to start.
Yeah.
This is why I'm reading it, you know, to help us. God has been so faithful this year for us. We have walked through so many things that we never would have chosen, but he never left us, comforted us, and continued to keep our hopes up. We journeyed to Togo. Y'all remember that? We journeyed to Togo, Africa, to set in motion the desire of our heart. And it was 3 months in Togo, wasn't it? Or was it 2 months?
It was two.
Mm-hmm. 2 months. To set in motion the desire of our heart to follow him. And he awakened so much more that we didn't even know was there. Lost dreams. Mark has gotten a job. Hallelujah. After a 5-month wait, provision, parentheses, we got a job after a 5-month wait. We have had Holly's prodigal brother. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We have had Holly's prodigal brother return to the family after a 12-year absence. Relationships, and watched as the whole family shared a Thanksgiving and Christmas celebration together, including long divorced parents who reconciled after more than 20 years.
Wow.
Come on,
yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Spiritual progress has been ever present this year as he has revealed more and more of his goodness as we went through all of the ups and downs of injuries, surgeries, rehab, job loss, and attempts by the enemy to steal our inheritance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cole's gash in his head. there was a few week period there. I was just like, man.
Yeah.
Anybody ever been there?
Yeah.
Just feel like when it rains, it pours. I remember like in one summer, everything in our house broke. Like the toaster. Like, look, the dishwasher, the toaster, the water heater, the air conditioner,
yeah.
Everything in like 1 month period, everything broke. I'm like, yeah. What are the chances of this happening, you know? But God was faithful. And he spoke through what the enemy was trying to do. Okay, he has revealed more and more of his goodness as we went through the ups and downs and attempts by the enemy to steal our inheritance. We stand now. Looking at the promised land that he carved out for us with a home that we have built for his presence. And now we'll be able to keep and live in. And we are overwhelmed by the sheer pleasure he takes in delighting us.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at what the Lord has done.
Come on, man.
Like, strike it up. You know, kind of wish I was on one of those late night shows and I could get the, you know. That's all right. We're doing that on the inside.
Right,
we don't
right.
have to have the hype. Yeah. Anything you guys want to add to that?
I didn't have,
can I say it all?
Since you were in Exodus, it's
one
of my favorites. But when we first moved, and really it started long before, when we first moved, Tana broke her arm and it was just like, boom, boom, like all these things. And then this year's been interesting as well. But if we hadn't known and had a word from the Lord that this was our promised land, honestly, we would have done just like the Israelites and turned around and gone home. And we'd been like, this ain't for us.
Yeah.
But I feel like we had to fight a little bit, but we fought, you know, in the spirit for the things, for the promises of the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that's really the peace that we walked in, because we were like, no, he promised and he's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, it doesn't look like it in the natural, but it's coming at some point. And I, at one point, I'd even thought, well, maybe the kids will get this promised land. Because, you know, sometimes it comes generations later.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. I'll fight for that,
too. All right. Yeah.
So it's really overwhelming that
mm-hmm.
he really meant it for us. He really meant what he said.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Yeah.
I guess I can add a little bit around just the job loss. And, you know, as I reflect back, it's been an interesting experience. Because you know, work out going to Togo, I come back, I'm there a few weeks, and then the day we go to kind of make the deal on our home, I find out I'm losing my job. And, you know, we had an opportunity that day to walk away from building a home, but we both felt like that was, no, we shouldn't do that. So, you know, everybody outside of this room and a couple other close friends were like, you guys are absolutely nuts. That's kind of the way we roll anyway, so it's just kind of normal for us. But anyway, we did that. And then, I had a month to look internally at Bank of America for a job. I had a job offer from someone I'd worked with before, someone I respected. And I could have made it work. And it was a good job. It was a really good job. And I declined that because I felt like Bank of America wasn't the place for me anymore. And the irony of all this, I identified Wells Fargo as somewhere I felt I should be all along. I considered one other company. I never considered anything else that came my way. I applied for 15 jobs at Wells. Never got one interview until this one interview. The two hiring managers were both former Bank of America people. My immediate boss is someone who we spent we probably would have talked for 5 hours if we could have. It was, he had all this exact same experiences I had at Bank of America. And he was very much a people person. And I didn't even tell you this because I just remembered it. But the very last thing I told him, he said, anything else you want to share? And I'm like, I don't know if I should share this, but it's just who I am. I said, I'm a very spiritual person. And I believe God was giving me this opportunity.
Mm.
And this is the opportunity. for me, and I am the person for this role. And those were really the last words I spoke to him. And I was like, I don't know if I should have done that. I knew his reaction right away. I knew it was received the way it was supposed to. But, you know, when I look back, Togo prepared me for losing the job. Because I watched people who had literally nothing.
Oh, wow.
In happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Who knew that my wife was going to jump over a chair and tear up her knee completely and not be able to really function for a few weeks? Well, you know, who knew that I was going to have an opportunity to help build my own house? Who knew that I was going to do things on the land that I had no clue how I would ever be able to get it done? So when I look back, you know, resting at his feet, putting it all at his feet, and just riding that wave that he had put us on, like, yeah, you talk about his goodness, it's just completely overwhelming. Wow. And so it's funny how you get prepared, and how that hindsight is 20/20, right? But, you know, the one thing I told Matthew the other day when they were visiting, I had moments of like, am I nuts? I should be out looking for a job. I should be beating on doors. But I never, for any extended period of time, maybe half an hour here and there, felt like I was stressed out. Never. And that is all.
That's great.
That is not me. That is not me at all.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lord.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So
look at what the Lord has done. Sorry.
So Mark's job is something that I've prayed about for a really long time. So the day he lost his job, to be honest, I like had this giddiness inside, which was really odd. And I didn't share that with him because that wouldn't have been very nice. But later I did share it. So he just told me that part about what he said to the guy. But 2 days before they offered him the job, the day he had the last interview, the Lord said, they're going to say he's our guy. And I was like... But I didn't tell him that either, because I was like, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, didn't want to stress him out. But it was something that I had prayed about, and literally that's almost what they said to him. It's like, you're our guy. And so it's like just really counting on the words of the Lord, you know. And
right.
There's so many times that people come in and they want to steal that from you and say, well, that's not really what he said. And, you know, you can't really believe it that way. It may not be literal, but it's pretty literal.
So it's amazing that you spoke with that authority.
Yeah.
You took that risk, because
yeah.
I feel like just spiritually, like the jobs represent just that kink, that priestly authority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that the Lord has just been working in us. And the word at the beginning of the year, what I preached on for like the first 2 months was transfiguration.
Yeah.
And the illustration was kind of like metamorphosis, you know, a caterpillar in a cocoon.
Yeah.
And I think there's a whole lot there, but... Yeah. The jobs, like Mark, obviously Evans, Gabe got a new job this year.
Yeah.
On Friday night, Judah got promoted to junior manager at Chick-fil-A. Who else got a job this year? Who am I missing? Deanna, of course, got an awesome job and a promotion this year. Anybody else?
Teethan.
That's right, to Beatrice. Woo! Yeah, you got an awesome job. That was a major... walk of faith. I'm sure you could tell a few stories about that as well. So I'm just, do you hear that? Like, just take that. This is what the Lord's done.
Yeah.
This is what he's working in us spiritually, is kingdom jobs represent that spiritual authority that he's given us, not to rule over, but to serve.
That's right.
Right? That's what we go into our jobs to do, is to serve. The greatest among us will serve.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Dad, you want to add to that?
See if I can get my thoughts together on this as well. We came here over 30 years ago, and we were sent to Chapel Hill, and literally we said, when God said they were going to establish a bunch of campus ministries where we were in the ministry at the time, they said, why don't you go to Chapel Hill? They need a good, strong couple there. Because there was a single guy that was going to lead the ministry. But they said, you need a good, strong couple. Well, we were 30-something then, but we were among a bunch of young people, college students mostly. And at that point, I thought about myself as being Caleb. And I was only 30-something then. But recently, I've been thinking about that again. And I'm still Caleb.
Wow.
I'm still Caleb. And Caleb said to Joshua, he said, "I want that mountain right there where the giants are, and I can conquer them. Just give me that mountain. Give me that land right there." So I see Chapel Hill, kind of a mountain that you got to go up, right?
Yeah.
As the mountain that God is going to give us together, to conquer it completely. The first ministry we're in, it was successful, but there's more. There's more to it. There's more that He wants in Chapel Hill. Kind of interesting, isn't
that's
it?
Good.
That God is still speaking. Take that mountain. Right there.
Take that mountain.
And there's giants
take
there.
Take that mountain.
The giants are there. The Anakim, I think it is, there. But Caleb said, no big deal. Because he said, I have followed God wholly. Meaning completely. They're not holy in that sense, but completely. I followed God completely. I feel like that I have too. My wife and I have too for years. We committed years ago to tithe, no matter how much we didn't have. And we've always done it.
Yeah.
And that, again, is another thing, just the fact that we've continued to be faithful in giving. God blessed us with inheritance and being able to pay off the house. Yeah. That was done before we got the inheritance, by the way. We just were consistent on working at paying that off when we got it. So anyway, Caleb says we're going to take that mountain.
That's right.
So I want to add to that word real quick. Because, you know, when Matthew said we had a refinance, well, what it opened the door, it was like a fleece for us.
That's what I was going to talk about.
That's what you were going to talk about?
Joshua.
Okay. No. I won't tell that whole story, but the part I wanted to say was my mom said that the Lord reminded her that when she went to Chapel Hill, she was going to college there. And while she was there, there was not a Holy Spirit church that she could get involved in. And she said it was in 1974, which was the year Matthew was born. In 1974, she was praying to the Lord, "Lord, bring a church. Bring a church. Let there be a Holy Spirit presence church in Chapel Hill the year Matthew was born." I mean, God, you just can't make this stuff up.
No.
You know, and so at the same time, it's like I believe the Lord's saying those things that I've has spoken even years ago, even like that there, He's saying that mountain. That mountain, it's real. It's in His heart and He's bringing it forth.
And the Lord said to your mom, "I heard your prayer," right?
Right, yeah. You can say that.
I just felt like when you were dad talking about Caleb, I was just thinking about Chuck. You know, here comes Joshua, I guess. I don't know, but these are two older guys who happen to be our parents that, you know, were both church planters. You know, because Chuck basically pioneered River Life Mooresville, you know, and dad and mom pioneered, you know, this here. And anyway, it's just wild, you know, it's just wild. So, amen, Lord, you said take that mountain.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Go ahead and pray that.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're thankful that as we are wholly yours, Father, that you, the Holy God, are going to help us, guide us, Father, without striving, Father, to take the giants in Chapel Hill. Destroy those giants, whatever they are. Donna, what are some of the giants that you see in Chapel Hill? Okay. Yeah. Academia,
intellectualism.
Health realm. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Father, we thank you that those giants, you can easily conquer. Yeah. And you give us the insight and wisdom on how to do that, how to accomplish that. And Father, that we'll see a mighty move of your Spirit, and Father, a church for your presence be established, Father, here in Chapel Hill.
Amen. And the Lord gave George and Donna and Selwyn, I'm trying to think of the people that were there that week and those weeks, just these strategies for praying into that mountain.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Like, you were talking about the mountains of influence, George, you know, like the Lance Wallnau thing. Mm. Like, the mountain of influence. There's mountains of influence on the hill. The mountain of influence. And so we're going to hold a prayer meeting. When I say prayer meeting, it's going to be discussion and planning to lead to strategic prayer coming up. I'll send you an email to nail down the date. But it came out of this Thursday at noon prayer, which has just been significant. That's another thing God's done this year, by the way.
Right.
I mean, me and Sarah have been able to come to some of those prayer meetings. And every time we do, we're like, oh, you guys praying is an answer to our prayer. Like, so awesome, so critical. I mean, so critical. All that we've talked about today really probably been birthed in that. We're going to have that meeting to strategically plan and pray and just move forward. Yeah. All right. So I got 8 minutes, Gabe. You good? All right. Gabe's tapping his watch at me. One more here. We'll do this quickly. It won't take long. Joshua 4, 1 through 7, speaking of Joshua and Caleb. It came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet stood firm. Which I should have said, remember, God parted the Jordan River for them to cross over to the promised land. This was after 40 years had passed since he parted the Red Sea. So this is the second parting. They've come across. Before the waters are released to come back, they grab these stones. Which is interesting that they were also carrying memorial stones on their priestly garments. We just read about that in Exodus. Okay, so then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God, the presence, into the midst of the Jordan. Each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, so that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what in the world are these stones for, Dad? What is this? What's the pile of rocks mean? I mean, it's easy to go to like Washington, D.C. and look at the beautiful engraved and, you know, all this stuff. You can kind of figure it out. Like the Lincoln Memorial. It's Abraham Lincoln. We know what that's for. But what is this pile of rocks for? It just seems almost like crazy that we keep this pile of rocks here. Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. That's why we're doing this on this last Sunday of the year. Is this is what this is for. This is what it's for. It's to remember. What do we want the next generation to remember about 2017? You know? You can go back and watch, CNN has this show, The 90s. Anybody watch that? We were watching some of the 90s. That's like ancient memory to young people today, the 90s. It seems like yesterday. The 90s. Well, they can record TV shows, but I'm thinking, that's not really what the 90s were. Not in heaven. There were seriously significant things in heaven that happened in the 90s. We want to record what about 2017? So just close with this challenge for you guys is reflect tonight, this week, tomorrow, New Year's Day. You got the day off. Reflect on what God has done. Don't just stop there. Write it down in your journal, on your computer, in your audio notes. Yes, even on Instagram or Facebook. Some way of remembering. I'll be honest with you. Any posts you see of mine on Facebook is because I love when Facebook sends me reminders from 2 or 3 years ago. How many people?
But
oh my gosh, you remember this, Sarah? We're doing this on a regular basis. Look how small Anna Grace was. In fact, you remember that video we showed of her? That's where that came from. Facebook sent me that memory. I was reminded of it. You had it? But we had it, but I think I got the memory, though, sent originally. And then we went back and figured out the file. But anyway, I'm not promoting Facebook. I'm just saying.
Memories.
Memories, it's so important. Like, because maybe you're sitting here like, well, that's all great for you, but I went through hell in 2017. Well, you know, just like the old country song, when you're walking through hell, keep on moving.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
Don't buy real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say amen, but I've been there. I mean, I could name a few years off the top of my head. It was just like, let's see, did one good thing happen this year? I'm sure one good thing did happen, but it didn't feel like it. Listen, we're not here just to hype it up and make light of your plot or your situation. It's a testimony to say, you know what? Keep on moving. There's another year coming. You're going to be up here giving the testimonies next year. Right, David? David got a new job this year. And a promotion. And it some days it doesn't feel like a blessing. But it is. Because God says, he who has been faithful with little will be given much.
That's right.
See, you're going to school right now, David. Like, what you're doing is a training. And what you may find yourself doing in the future may have nothing to do with heating in an air. But there's something greater. Like, God is refining in the furnace of fire. Like this gold inside of you, and it's a golden key.
Yeah.
Just like they shared, God's forming a golden key in you, and you're going to walk in another season. You're going to have a key to open something that you would not have had you not been faithful. You know? Yeah, come on. Hey, we got 2 minutes on the clock, Gabe. He's got 2 minutes on the clock.
I'll try to be quick.
All right. Famous last words.
Yeah.
Gabe will be glad.
Here, I'll hold it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I don't want to take a whole lot of time.
Yeah, Gabe's going to start punching the clock.
Yeah, right. But, this year has been hard for me. It's really stretched me. It's been a growing year. And almost on a weekly basis, I've got to my breaking point.
Yeah.
Literally. Mm. And I've been stretched further this year than any other year, literally, because it's been so consistent. It's been so much on me, and I had to go through this because it's humbled me.
Yeah.
Because going through so much on a weekly basis, it's shown me how much I was trying to control in my own life.
Wow.
And it's broken me down. Wow. So I can look to God and see that, man, it's literally none of my strength. It's all His.
Yeah.
And especially with it happening so consistently, now I can start the day off like, God, it's you, man. It's you. And so, yeah, not to take up much time, but just the point of it, yeah, it's been a really tough year. God's shown me a lot. He's grown me tremendously. And I'm blessed to have gone through the struggles because it needed to happen. And 2018 is going to be a year of breakthrough.
So, hold on. Let's just pray for you. Amen. A three-stranded cord will not be easily broken. Ecclesiastes says that. And Lord, we just thank you for the three-stranded cord of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the church, Lord. And we just stand with our brother, our son, with our friend, God. Lord, we just say strength rise in him. Strength rise. Let the fire of heaven just be his guide. Lord, right now we bless you, David.
Yes.
We bless you. We just say, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Lord, I just pray for your grace is sufficient for him, and your strength is made perfect in his weakness. In his weakest moments, he can lean into you and know that your strength, that you, your grace is there. Abundant grace. Lord, I pray for fresh revelation this year of your grace for him, Lord, of walking in grace, of being established in grace, rooted and grounded in your grace and your love for him, Lord God, that you would come in, Lord, and just really steady his heart in you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are not named by accident, David. Yeah. I feel like I'm like on a roll with authority today, but you are going to roar like a lion of Judah with the authority that you will gain by the struggles that you will go through. And through that roar, you will release something to the people around you, to your generation, to be faithful, to go back to the Lord, to not look for earthly things.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that's good.
Wow, the authority, David, I pray that you roar that mighty thunderous roar that will shake the ground of your generation.
And King David was broken down too.
Yeah.
If you remember
that. Beautiful.
When you said that, I saw like a soldier in boot camp.
Yes.
None of this makes them feel better, but a soldier, they have to break them down in order to build them back up, to be prepared to obey in the heat of battle, to be ready, to follow orders, to
do
what needs to be done. Why? To save their life and the life of everyone around them. And God has allowed you to be broken down. Are using even what the enemy would try to do, okay? He's going to use us because he's training you for battle.
Yeah.
Just like your namesake.
Yeah.
He's training you for battle to walk in for a generation to save many lives.
Yes.
You know, spiritually, physically, I don't know. Thank you, Lord, for David.
Amen. Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
A little woozy.
One more.
Oh, one more.
Got one more.
Oh, you got more coming.
Bring it on.
More coming.
I'm not sure I got all the words to put this in the right perspective, but I feel the Lord just wanting me to pray over you to take maybe it's a mantle of leadership in business and just in what you do and how you're stepping into leadership at such a young age. And I just pray, I feel the Lord just saying, that he wants you to step into everything now and not wait. And to turn over the things that you carry, just like you just said, to continue to turn over to the Lord and kind of like you just said, Matthew, you said earlier, when the Lord does the work, it's more work than if you try I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless David in that realm of business leadership as he puts feet to the ground in the natural, that you bless him in the spiritual, with things that you would bless him with in his mind, that he can take to business and just anoint, just like Joseph carried on a regular basis everywhere he went.
He was prepared.
Into Potiphar's house, into jail. He carried a blessing and an anointing that you did with him. And I just pray that at this young age that David is at now, that he would have that anointing, Lord, and that he would carry that into the atmosphere that he joins into business.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Gave me 2 minutes. Well, all I see is like maybe, I don't know if it's a completely different job, but like, maybe like a lot more, like it'll just be a lot more fun for you.
Yeah.
And like it won't even feel your job. Like it'll just be to the point where you like want to go there and just want to like have fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, I have to get up next day.
See? Gave me the 2 minutes.
So this is great. I mean, it felt like the living room. It's really good. So just a real quick recap. 2017 is a year of transfiguration. Alignment. Remember the eclipse? Alignment with heaven and God's purposes for reformation and breakthrough. And what breakthroughs are still needed? The Holy Spirit, this is my conclusion I had written down here, and the Holy Spirit just brought it forth, like, David needs a breakthrough. Who else needs a breakthrough? We can dismiss, but if I feel like if the, you know, some of you families, some of you couples, you guys can pray for anybody else who needs breakthrough in here. We don't want to leave without doing that. Yeah. So next year, which is next Sunday, Becky will be here. I'm excited to see what the Lord gives her. And then I got some other things for 2018 that this just not time for in 2 hours. So. All right, love y'all.
Love you too. Yeah.